We are standing in front of Axletree, a sculpture by Alexander Lieberman, a truly remarkable man. Lieberman is a Russian-born American sculptor. In 1921, he and his Jewish family left Russia because of religious persecution and went to France. Lieberman studied art in Paris and worked for a fashion magazine to support himself. There, he became friendly with many fine photographers who would influence him. However, his real interest was in painting and drawing. In 1941, he had to flee Paris and move to New York. He was struck by the large scale and industrialization of America, and this was to influence his work. In America, Lieberman was hired as the art director of Vogue magazine, but he was still painting in his free time. In 1954, he had a show of his own photographs at MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, no small achievement. He was adept at whatever he did, and soon became the director of the entire Condé Nast publishing empire. In 1960, his focus changed. He met the sculptor David Smith and decided that he wanted to be a sculptor. At age 58, he took up welding and began to create large industrial sculptures that would reflect his view of America. There were a lot of old tanks available after the war, and Lieberman found these pieces to build full-size models. He soon learned that sculptors built small maquettes and then had the work fabricated in steel and painted. And that's what he began to do. His sculptures, like Axletree, are made of painted steel. This sculpture is very engaging because it's so different in every view. First, notice the exciting contrast of the bright red-orange against the vivid green grass. The sculpture is smooth, and there are no marks to interfere with the form. As you face it, with your back to the north, you see the large geometric sun-like disc, and maybe bits of coil at the side. Walk clockwise around the piece. As you move to the east, you are surprised by a small geometric disc, the diagonal movement of the cylinder, and the side of the large disc. At the back, the first texture is revealed, as well as a coiling snake. Why is this non-geometric component in the sculpture? Is it for contrast and excitement? On the west side, all the mechanics of the sculpture can be seen. Axletree is abstract and has an off-kilter feel to it that makes it very active. It's very asymmetrical, and another term for asymmetry is active balance, and this is so true about this piece. This surprising feeling of impending movement is what makes it so appealing. Lieberman has two other sculptures at the Linden. From here, you can see Orbits, the orange sculpture on the patio, and to the east, the large vertical black sculpture is his piece, Rituals No. 2. Make sure that you see those on your visit.